Hello and welcome to the Abundology Podcast. My name is Renee Spears and I'm a spiritual advisor and mentor, and I help people be happy and attract more money, love, time, and joy in their lives. I'm coming to you from beautiful Bozeman, Montana, and this is the weekly energy update for the week of February 27th, 2022. Every Sunday, I talk about how the energy is going to be for the week ahead, and I also infuse the show with some positive vibes, so you do get a little positive energy boost just for listening. And I am so happy that we focused on balance last week. It definitely helped me deal with the collective energy that we all felt with the Pluto return and the invasion of Ukraine. As we know, the collective energy of the planet affects all of us. And this intense energy might be showing up right now as difficulty sleeping, overindulging in all the things, being short-tempered, and just not feeling like yourself. We do get some help with all this energy, though, this week with winter's final new moon on Wednesday, March 2nd, the final new moon of winter. That means spring is coming. And we can breathe a sigh of relief. Because this is one of the first moons this year, either a new moon or a full moon, with nothing but good vibes. So this new moon is in Pisces, and it sets the tone for the astrology for the whole month of March. So at the time of the new moon, we'll have four planets in Pisces. We're going to have the Sun, the Moon, Jupiter, and Neptune. And those form what is called a stellium in astrology. And this is especially important because Jupiter and Neptune are the ruling planets for Pisces. And this is the only time in our lifetime that these two planets will be traveling together in their home sign. So with the Sun and the Moon here activating their presence, this new moon is a time when we can really tap into the gifts of Pisces power. So last week, we experienced two things that only happen once in our lifetime, which was 2/22/22 and the Pluto return for the United States. And now we have this new moon with Jupiter and Neptune only happening once in our lifetime, along with a war in Europe that hasn't happened in most of our lifetimes. So it isn't any surprise that we've been feeling some big stuff. And we stay in this big energy until the new moon on Wednesday. And then we feel this sense of relief. It's almost like we've popped a big pimple. So connecting with the spiritual energy of this new moon is even easier than usual because of that stellium of planets. Pisces energy is associated with our subconscious. It's associated with dreams and sleep. So this is like the perfect time for some new moon dream work. So one of the ways you can do that is on the nights before, on and after the new moon. So that would be Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Set an intention before you go to sleep to remember your dreams. And then focus on a goal or a mantra that you're hoping to get clarity on. So when you wake up in the morning, immediately, before you even get out of bed, write down everything that you remember from your dreams. The description of like how you felt, where it took place, the energies in it, the people, the situations. Even if the stuff seems really trivial or silly, write it down. So after three nights of this dream logging, we want to spend some time reflecting and interpreting the themes, the symbols, the images that were recurring, anything that came up in your dreams and how they apply to your current situation. Because new moons naturally enhance our intuition, we may be surprised by the meaning that comes through. And again, Pisces energy is associated with sleep. And that's another important thing to focus on this week, especially if you haven't gotten any sleep because of all this disruptive energy that we've had. And we sometimes forget how important sleep is for regulating our energy. I mean, I get one night of poor sleep and it throws me off. I am not a pleasant person, just one night with sleep disrupted. So this is a perfect time to get your sleep routine together. Change your bedding. Turn off your electronics. Put some fresh flowers by your bed. Create an evening ritual. There are two times of the day that are really important for energy management. First thing in the morning to set your energy for the day, and right before you go to bed, because it's setting the energy for the 8 hours that you're sleeping. And because this is such an important time, give it the respect it deserves. Set yourself up for maximum benefits physically, energetically, spiritually, from just sleeping. So this week, create your sleep ritual with whatever works best for you. That could be stretching, it could be meditation, it could be breathing, reading, a bath, and getting your thoughts and energy straight before you sleep with some I am statements for whatever you're attracting right now. Statements like, I am confident, I am abundance, I am peace, I am a supportive parent. You're setting your vibe with those I am statements the entire time you're sleeping. And this doesn't take much more time than a minute or two. So take advantage of this easy opportunity for energy management. So Pisces is also an emotionally focused water sign. And it's the last sign of the zodiac. So its energy inspires us to go with the flow of life, to embrace our feelings and connect with our spiritual side. And because of its connection to water, this is the week to take some baths, to soak in some hot springs and some hot tubs, do anything water related, maybe even some water aerobics. The perfect way to celebrate this new moon is with candlelight soak right before you go to bed. Remembering to set your intentions and your energy with those I am statements to set yourself up for some enlightening dreams. Even if you don't usually remember your dreams, this is the week when you can. So one more thing about this new moon. Because it's the last lunar cycle of the winter season, there's this emphasis on exploring new emotional territory. This energy is all about accepting change and embracing transitions. All of us are going through transitions right now. And we're getting help for embracing the changes right now with the lucky planet Jupiter's alignment with the moon. So this is a time where we can trust the changes. Trust what is happening is for our highest good. So this lucky, sweet, magic, mystical, optimistic, abundant new moon is just the start of March. And March is all about new beginnings. We have the spring equinox and we have the astrological new year. So new beginnings coupled with all the planets moving forward means wonderful new changes are coming our way. Oh my gosh, it's like a breath of fresh air. I cannot wait for this new moon. So to recap, we've got that new moon in Pisces on Wednesday. It's one of the most magical new moons of the year and a perfect time to focus on sleep and our sleep rituals. Also a good week for baths and soaking. And we're also in once in a lifetime energy right now, helping us to take big leaps of faith and to follow our dreams. And that's it for the week. So yay! I am talking with the lovely Janelle Woodleaf this week about your self-care love language. You've probably heard and even know your love language, and Janelle teaches us how that translates to your self-care love language. So thank you for listening and sharing this podcast with a friend you think might enjoy it. I'm heading out on a Montana adventure day with my dog Jasper. We're just going for a drive to see new things, explore. I don't know anything about Montana. I'm knowing more and more. So I just want to get out and see some of the things. Should be fun. So have a wonderful week and I will talk to you again next week.